Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, today I want to talk about something super fucking profound that I came across when I started working with Barbara McAfee, who wrote Full Voice. It's an amazing book. I've trained to become a facilitator of the five element framework, and I'm really excited about it. There was one thing that really hit me during reading her book and doing the program. She has this saying, where your voice goes, you can't not follow. Like, the rest of you goes where your voice goes. And I love this for a couple of reasons. One, in my own experience, it is true. Where I take my voice, I follow. And that can be like, you know, in Full Voice, we look at the five elements and we're looking at how earth shows up in your voice and how fire shows up in your voice and how water and metal and air show up in your voice. How you can become more congruent in have what you say sound like you mean what you say. So there's no, like, you know, incongruency between what's coming out of your mouth and the sound, because we are sonic beings. We are made of sound, right? So when we're saying what we, like, you know, we have to sound like we mean what we say. And when we're heavy in some elements over others, it can be confusing for the person. For example, someone sounds like they're aggressive and yelling at you because they've got too much fire in their voice. And so it can come across as aggressive, right? When the person actually isn't even aware of the fact that they're really heavy in the fire element. And so the five element framework is really about, it's not about fixing your voice, it's about integrating the parts of yourself. Because, you know, for me, parts that I've struggled with is the airiness, you know, the floaty airiness. I struggle with that because I think a lot of women do, because we, you know, we're living in a patriarchy where that airy quality isn't necessarily very valued, and women can tend to be more in their earth and fire, you know, in a masculine kind of environment. So, or metal, in my case it's metal. So the five elements, right? It's not necessarily about and how we go where our voice goes. And this can be literal, right? So the higher we can go, the lower we can go, the fuller our voice becomes, the fuller we become. The higher we can go, the lower we can go, the more full our experience as a human being. So there's that. It's like using the voice to develop yourself. But there's also this other element. In where your voice goes, you can't help but follow. So if I'm going to use my voice to set boundaries, I can't not follow that. Does that make sense? It makes sense in the way I can see it, but I'm not sure if I'm translating it correctly. So, like, if I'm going to establish myself firmly using a boundary, a no, right, which is done in earth, if I'm going to use that voice and I'm going to stand firmly in my no, what ends up happening is that I create boundaries. And when I've created boundaries and I'm solid in those boundaries, my life follows and I follow. Because once we have strength in our boundaries and we're willing to really, you know, like, enforce them if necessary, but hold strong in them, then people will also start respecting those boundaries. You know, I've seen a lot of posts recently come up just randomly in my feed around, like, how do I get my family or my friends to respect the fact that I'm working from home? They don't get it, right? They keep dropping in and you know, I hear this a lot, like, how do I get my husband to respect? How do I get my, you know, like, it's like, well, how you get that is you establish the boundaries and you're strong in your boundaries. No, I'm working now. You can't come around. You don't owe anyone any more explanation than that. Just standing, hold it strong in your boundaries. And when you do, you change. where you take your voice, you can't not follow. When you speak your truth, when it's really uncomfortable, you're expanding outside of yourself. And where you take your voice, you go. So as you grow your voice, you grow. And so that's what I love. You know, I feel like that's kind of summarizes really the work that I do in the world. I help people take their voice places. And that doesn't necessarily mean tonally, although now that I'm embracing more of the five element framework, you know, there will be an element of this fed into my work. There's also human design, which informs this too. Embracing who you are and all that kind of jazz. And then also, you know, pushing outside the, yeah, like taking your voice to places that feel slightly uncomfortable, that you haven't been before. And when you expand into those spaces, you too expand. So just something to ponder today, I guess. Like, how are you showing up in your voice? How are you currently using your voice? How do you desire to use your voice? Can you take some, you know, like, can you use your voice as a way, or can you see how you may be able to use your voice to expand yourself and your possibilities? So, yeah, a little short one today. But a lot of things to think about. How you're showing up in your voice, where you'd like to take it, and then just slowly, it doesn't have to be big stuff. You know, I think about how I started speaking my truth. And it starts, you know, it can start in so many little ways. One way was I would have a thought, like someone would message me and I'd have a thought about, oh, something's just dropped in about that person. And so I'd message them and I'd just say, hey, so this is a bit random, but you know, you just popped into my head and I was thinking about this. And I had this thought for you. And it's okay whether you take it or not, or if I'm totally off track, but you know, I had to honor my voice and share this with you. And most of the time people are like, fucking yes, thank you. You know, sometimes whatever, it doesn't land, whatever. But most of the time it does, because it's just like a little practice that I do to expand my voice, to expand, to show myself, to prove to myself that there actually is value in this thing, in this like series of muscles that's called a throat. And the air, and I mean, where does this shit even come from? I'm not even sure. It's quite magical, actually. I mean, human consciousness is quite magical, actually. I mean, the fact that we're just like things flying around in fucking space, it's like mind-blowing to me. And this voice is another like mystical, wonderful, you know, like tool for communication between human beings. Like, it's a fucking, I don't know, I like, it's awe-inspiring. I have a deep reverence for voice. And also I've practiced using it a lot. I've practiced saying, oh, I've got a question, instead of like not asking the question because I think I might seem stupid, just like taking a brave step forward and asking the question, you know, or something doesn't feel right to me. Instead of me internalizing it and gaslighting, giving it expression. And the more I do that, the more I trust my voice and I trust those instincts of mine, the further I grow, the further I expand. And it's not like this destination where everything's working, you know, and I'm happy all the time. That doesn't necessarily exist. Life is about contrast, but it's definitely helped me to form a better relationship with myself, to trust myself more, and to value myself. You know, like if we're talking about confidence, if we're talking about self-worth, the way we, you know, we often do have to prove to ourselves our worthiness. And this has been the practice for me, finding my worthiness through my expression. So that's it for this week. Until next week, I'm Carly Nimmo. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram @carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.